Newly appointed General Secretary for the People's National Party, PNP, Julian Robinson, says the party is to pay tribute to outgoing party leader Portia Simpson Miller for her 40 years of service to Jamaica.
She has had many firsts as a political leader. She's the first female prime minister, the first female leader of a main political party. She was the first female vice president of the People's National Party from 1976. Served for 30 years as a vice president and has been in that constituency from 1976, which is 40 years. So she has provided distinguished service to the People's National Party and to the country as a whole. And the country is indebted for her commitment, in particular to the poor and the voiceless.
Mr. Robinson says Mrs. Simpson Miller has a lot to be proud of for her years of leadership. He says her track record is a mixed one of victories and defeats, but maintains that Mrs. Simpson Miller's contribution to Jamaica was a positive one. Mrs. Simpson Miller was elected PNP president on February 25, 2006, beating fellow contenders Drs. Peter Phillips, Omar Davies, and Carl Blythe. She announced her decision to step down as the party's leader at a date to be announced while addressing comrades at a National Executive Council meeting on Sunday. She has called for unity and a party before personal ambition spirit following two back-to-back defeats at the polls.
How we stabilize the economy from what we inherited. We inherited an economy on the verge of bankruptcy. We inherited a country where none of our international partners wanted to do business with us. And we left it on a very solid footing. So from my perspective, I think her track record as prime minister is one that is comparable to any other, and if not among the best in terms of what was done to stabilize the economy.
Meanwhile, Julian Robinson says he has a three-point plan for the People's National Party in his new post as the party's general secretary.
I call them the three P's: people, processes, and policies. From the people perspective, ensuring that the leadership at all levels relates to the population that we serve, and we do so with humility and dignity. Secondly, that our processes are up to date and in keeping with 21st century best practices. And third, that our policies are consistent with our ideology as a democratic socialist organization, but ensuring that we take account of current realities without compromising our core values.